Support for this podcast comes from Stanford Summer Session, where exceptional university and high school students take Stanford courses and earn college credit during the summer. Learn more at summer.stanford.edu.
In California, nearly one in three women report being attacked or stalked by their partner. Often the first place they turn for help is a doctor's office or even the emergency room. Anna Gorman, a reporter with Kaiser Health News, visited a Los Angeles hospital that is addressing this problem head-on by opening a woman's shelter right on the hospital grounds.
LA County USC Medical Center is one of the biggest public hospitals in the country. But in one quiet room, not far from the bustling ER, Fanny Ortiz meets with her therapist once a week.
How have you been since last week?
I take it one day at a time.
The 43-year-old mother of five spent many years in a physically abusive marriage.
He was controlling me, isolating me from my family, threatening me with killing my family.
Then, she says, he got violent.
He would just physically hit me in the face, throw me on the wall.
Ortiz eventually left her husband and later found out about the East Los Angeles Women's Center. It's a domestic violence agency that primarily helps Latina women. 4 years ago, the center opened a branch on the hospital campus. Ortiz loves the new location.
It's very accessible to the community, and it's free.
Being at the hospital means the center's bilingual advocates can respond within 15 minutes when a patient turns up in crisis and doctors don't know what to do.
They don't need to know the answers. They just need to know to call us.
Rebecca Melendez runs the Women's Center here. She says the very first step is identifying victims of domestic violence, and her agency has trained more than 2,000 doctors, nurses, and other workers here on how to do that. Dr. Deirdre Anglin works in the ER.
The complexities are enormous. It's very challenging. There is no pill to give.
Now the collaboration is going one step further. The Women's Center is opening a domestic violence shelter on the hospital campus, just a short walk from the emergency room.
Wow. What key is this?
Melendez waits patiently as a hospital janitor unlocks the door to the shelter, which is still being fixed up. There are no signs on the wall outside, nothing to indicate who is behind this door or why.
Well, it has to be unmarked. It has to be in a safe location. It has to be secure.
The shelter will have a dorm with 10 beds, a kitchen, and a TV room. Melendez says the women can stay for 24 hours, along with their children. In the past, advocates sometimes struggled to find a shelter that could take a patient fleeing abuse.
The survivor was being brought back to our office and staying for endless hours, or our advocate would sit with the survivor in the emergency room all night because she had nowhere else to go.
The shelter is set to open in the next few weeks. It's believed to be the first one in the U.S. located on a hospital campus. For the California Report, I'm Anna Gorman in Los Angeles.